We're live.
It's been 1 year, 5 months, and 1 day since I last hosted the Dradcast. A lot has changed in the WordPress landscape. Companies have consolidated, products have been sold off, startups have raised money, and WordPress events have matured. Competition is just heating up, and it's getting real good. I don't have a crystal ball for 2015 and where we'll be in 2016, but I do know this. When Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick take the field on February 1st in Arizona, there's only going to be one left standing when the dust settles. Who's it going to be? Tom freaking Brady. Go Patriots. My name's Matt, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drad.
For the Dradcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Dre Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
Oh, it's starting right now, baby, and I don't know if I agree with that intro, but this is Dradcast episode 70. I'm your boy in blue, rooting for the Colts. Brad, we got Dre. He's not rooting for anybody, but it better be the Colts. Dre, what's up, buddy?
I got to give it to the young man. I really want this kid to come in and kick the hell out of that crybaby that has been haunting the league for the last, I don't know, 10, 11 years. The guy just needs to go away, him and his coach. But, hey, needless to say, they're not going to be able to speak awesomeness around WordPress. How the hell you been, big guy? I miss you, Bradford. I feel like I haven't talked to you since about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, man, I'm almost tired of talking to you, but it's all right. It's all good because we're not talking. We're jaw-jacking. We're BSing, right? So, let's get into it because we got some smack talking to go. So, our guest, he's back for number two. In fact, I got a little intro for this guy. If I can get my screens to work here. It's Matt Medeiros back on the Dradcast. You love him.
Hell yeah.
That is right. Founder of Slocum Studios, the Matt Report, founder of Conductor Plugin. What is it you don't do, Matt?
That's right.
I don't lose in the playoffs. I also don't lose in the Super Bowl.
Okay, wait, we're going there already.
We need a sound clip for Ayo.
Well, you know, I could pull up some sound clips from the games last year if you want to.
Well,
let's save that for bar tricks. I'm kind of thirsty right now, and I'm sure that the discussions, although it's funny because he's a New England fan, and I do got to throw this in there. He's wearing a damn Green Bay hat. At least from here, that's what it looks like. Yellow wallpaper in the background. I think he's voting for Lisa Saban Wilson and her boys this weekend.
Miami.
This is making me thirsty. I want to know what y'all boys are sipping on.
Hey, what you sipping on?
I know all you dradaholics out there sipping on some dradahol. Want to know what we're sipping on before you go to Drad Hat?
Dradaholics.
That's what's going on.
I like it. Tell the episodes where Dre is having a beverage versus the episodes Dre has to go train afterwards.
Dre's out of commission this week with a busted elbow, so he's going to sip on some Maker's Mark. That's what we're rolling with over here.
Nice.
Yeah. That will heal all wounds, my friend. Matt, what are you sipping on over there, big guy?
After my training today, I stopped at Subway. Got myself a Diet Coke and before, or Diet Pepsi, I think. And before I came on the show, I dropped some Jack Daniels in there.
Oh yeah, that's the $5 footlong special right there.
That's right.
Well, I'll join you guys. I actually got something a little different today. It's a sad day. I found out my liquor store is closing for renovations for like 6 months, so now I'm gonna have to drive that much farther to get anything. But so the selection was a bit limited, so they had this. It's a Captain Morgan. It's called 1676. It's I don't know. Special stock. It's pretty good. It's not bad. I've never had it, but cheers, fellas. Here's to the Colts taking it all this weekend.
Cold game.
I can sense the theme here. You know what? I like these glasses. I think I could wear these glasses all the time.
Yeah, you're giving me a damn stroke, but otherwise,
I will definitely not end well if I wear these the whole show. That's for sure. If you are not watching the video, let's just say that I have some glasses that might be a little bit too flashy. For our guest over here. So, But man, there's a lot has changed. So Matt, you mentioned in your opener that, I mean, shit, it's been a year and a half since we've had you on, basically. Like, we're starting to have a lot of guests kind of come back and circle back. You know, the ones we love, obviously, which you, other than this weekend, you're in that category. but you know, it's I guess time flies, man. Because I had no idea it was a year and a half ago. I would have guessed if you asked me to guess without looking, I would have guessed last year, probably in the spring. I had no idea it was August of 2013.
Yeah, it's been a while. I did the research and I saw it, but yeah, man, it's been great. The whole ride of WordPress since then has been awesome.
You're still here, so you must be doing something, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I mean, everything's grown. You know, we got we'll definitely talk about the Conductor plugin I mentioned, which is a new arena, I think, since the last time we chatted with you. We want to hear a little bit about your company as well, and also the Matt Report. So, Dre, man, where should we dive in? We got a lot of topics here.
Oh, geez. I want to kind of get current state on Slocum Studio because you guys are doing some really cool stuff over there and some pretty nice sized projects. I want to see or maybe discuss a little bit about the development there, the growth there, and how that's treated you, because you're certainly a busy guy when it comes to the podcast. A great plugin that we're going to talk about in Conductor, but Slocum's a pretty big mainstay for you. That's been around for a long time. If I'm still understanding correctly, a family business, which is exciting to me. That's kind of been my involvement in business over the last 10 years. Where are you at? How's this growing? How's it going for you?
It's going really well. I was talking about this the other night on another WordPress podcast and sort of comparing, you know, where I've been since, or where we've come since we started the studio. When I say we, for those who don't know, I co-founded it with my father about 7 years ago. Prior to that, he and I worked together in the auto dealership that we owned, and my grandfather before him started that.
I loved hearing that story when you were at Prestige. I hadn't heard the backstory. I don't think that in depth. I don't think we got that in depth when you were on the show the first time. But I watched your I watched you live actually at Prestige. When you kind of gave the history of that, I had no idea. But then, you know, learning that, I think it makes sense now that I know you come from a line of car salesmen. I don't know why, but it just I was like, I can see it. I get it.
So the biggest difference that, you know, from when we started the agency 8 months or 8 years ago is sort of just confidence, right? Like we're now hitting the stride, as crazy as it sounds, but you guys know this, you know, being seasoned business owners. You start hitting a stride of confidence with the team, with your offering, with yourself, what you can do. And we've really, you know, hit the ground running in all the projects that we've done, and we continue to slowly climb the ladder of bigger projects and being introduced to the bigger, you know, corporate and higher ed side of things, and things are going great. So I can't be any more excited about it.
How is Slocum's studio structured in terms of, you know, do you have an office? Are you distributed? Are you, know, more of a traditional setup? Because I honestly, I don't know. I know a few of the guys that work with you, and I believe you're together. So tell us about that.
Picture working with your dad, right? Running a business with your pops, who, you know, grew up in the car industry, working from the bottom up, right? I had the same talk I gave at Prestige. It was the same thing that he did. So he started by delivering parts. I started delivering parts, right? There's a flair of old fashion in our business, which means we have an office, we show up, and we also have a small distributed side, right, of folks that aren't too far away from us, still within driving distance, mm-hmm. Maybe by a few hours. And sort of the idea behind that is, one, the name of the agency is Slocum Studio. It's the river that's right down the street from us, the river that both my father and I and my grandfather grew up on, right? So there's some legacy in the name. And sort of the idea is we do a lot of work in the local market, right? And having a place to go, a nice studio space, an office, for those that do have one can relate to that, is bringing somebody back, you know, to the office and showing them the folks that are there working, sitting down in the nice meeting room area, you know, talking through projects. It's just a different experience. It's very much the showroom floor of the dealership, right? Here's the nice car. It's shined. It's always pretty. It's a Corvette. It's in the middle of the showroom floor every single time. And it's that same kind of feel that we like to give our clients when they come in and meet the team and see the facility.
So like any good dealership, you're upcharging by 20%. Ay-oh! Oh, oh, oh.
Somebody say value-based pricing.
I love it, man. So having a more traditional kind of office setup in our community, I think that's not the norm, right? I think in the WordPress community, at least the people I interact with, I would say probably with distributed working at home is the norm more so. So have you ran into challenges with that in terms of, you know, finding the right people? I know that's one of the challenges when we started Web Dev Studios. We were looking local. And being in New Jersey, like in a shore town, there wasn't a lot of really, you know, solid devs and designers that were in the area, you know, so it really kind of limited. There were some, but not that many. So it kind of limited who we could go after. So was that a challenge you faced? If so, you know, how have you kind of gotten past that?
Absolutely. It still continues to be our more recent developer that came on now is actually out in the UK. Great guy. Nice. So he's, you know, obviously super remote, but sort of what we've been doing is that sort of baseball mentality, right? We have a farm team, and that's the local schools, the local colleges, the universities, and I spend a ton of time in those farm leagues, for lack of a better term, finding great talent in terms of interns, summer programs, mentorships, things like that, and really growing, you know, smart developers that I can in our area. Now, it's a high turnover, unfortunately, but they get build skills for them by coming into the studio, and we're putting them on sort of your average WordPress project, be it a theme or some styling changes, stuff that our core development team you know, doesn't have to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them stick around for, you know, a summer to, you know, multiple semesters if they're in a local college, right? And that's the best success that we found. And we've got a lot of our, you know, our development talent through that, right? And just nurturing that. It's the best that we can do in the area. But we do still continue to branch out and find remote development help.
Do you suspect that that'll continue to grow? I mean, as the organization maybe scales, if you get to a point where you decide, hey, I want to continue to build this thing, maybe I need 20 resources, whatever that number may, you know, where that number may lie, at some point you're going to outstretch kind of the opportunities locally for talent, at least to a certain extent, right?
Yeah.
Where do you expand beyond that? I mean, do you foresee it being a big mix hybrid kind of thing in the future?
We don't have, you know, grand visions of a web dev studio size, right? I mean, all things can change, as you guys know. There's never a straight line to the...
I didn't have that vision either, let me tell you.
No, I don't think that, you know, initially, I mean, maybe some folks do, but I think that the realist in folks building business maybe kind of sit back and go, wait a second, you know, we're in a good pace, we're in a good spot. Maybe that's not the vision, right?
Yeah, we're a product of our environment, a product of our... experiences. And growing up, I saw my grandfather and my father build a business of people that work for them for their entire life.
Long right? time, yeah.
30, 40 years. And back then, like when my grandfather started this, I mean, the thing was, he was giving jobs. That was the thing back then. Like, you were giving somebody a job, right?
That's awesome, yeah.
Right, back then and still today, but back then even more so, you were giving somebody a job and you were giving them the ability to raise a family and just live life.
That's cool.
So I'm hoping I can do the same kind of thing through development and helping either the young students coming out of school and you know, if they're not the best talent, we're going to work with them, you know, everything, you know, working out aside. As long as they're, you know, they're hitting the marks, you know, that's the beautiful vision, right?
Well, but if something
all of a sudden comes
right?
in, well, and we get a scale.
Let's step into that a second, because now you're affording people opportunity. How do they further advance that opportunity for themselves, right? So if, like, you're a local person, a high school, college person looking to get into that world, what do they need to do to maybe position themselves to get a job with a company like that? I mean, like, that's really grassroots. I think that's a really neat way to afford people early opportunities into a world that they may not have, you know, reach into otherwise.
Right. It's a great question. One of the pieces of our culture, because we've come from such a sales-oriented background and sort of startup and scrappy kind of mentality, as we all start that same mode, everyone understands what's going on. There's a lot of transparency. Everyone knows you know, the terms of a deal, how much this client is paying us, the terms of it, what it means to the business. That means that everybody has a responsibility to do their best because they know how it impacts the bottom line and it helps grow the company, right? So everyone's sort of a salesperson slash support person in our company, right? The best thing for folks who are looking to join an agency like that is you got to be damn motivated, right? Because there are a lot of options for folks like the three of us to just say, I'm going to hire that. I can hire anybody. Odesk, I can find somebody in the community. I can find talent, right? But I want to find talent locally. You don't have to be the best developer in the world, you know, using, you know, Grunt, Bauer, and all this stuff, right? You just have to have damn passion, and you have to have a little fire under your ass, you know, and you want to just do good work, right? You have those, and you know what you're doing. You know, you're going to do really well, and that's what I look for. We got a few interns now, and you know, one of them, very quiet, right? Gets the job done, but I can tell it's sort of okay. 5 o'clock, I'm out, right? But others are like, hey, I want to learn this stuff after 5 o'clock. I'm looking at the stuff on the weekends. I'm coming in on Monday, and I'm ready to dominate.
You see the passion there, right? I mean, right, that stands out. It's interesting that you talk about that because I'm actually presenting at Prestige next month. And I'm giving a talk, one I've never done before, but it's going to be about, you know, kind of hiring that first employee and kind of how we got to that point and things we learned along the way. Because, you know, I've said it before, I kind of stumbled through this. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I didn't go to business school. I didn't know how to run a business, you know, just kind of figured it out as we went. So a lot of lessons learned. But one of the things we did early on was we had interns. And that's exactly how we found. I mentioned we had trouble. That's exactly how we found local talent. Was through interns, and like you said, it was very obvious the ones that were there to just get a good grade and a good kind of report back to their teacher or whatever it may be, and the ones that were really passionate about, you know, I want this to be my career, I want to learn everything I can in Excel, and those interns ended up becoming, you know, our first employees. Those were our first hires, were those interns that, all right, you're out of school, do you want to work here because you do great work and we'd love to have you, and that's how we kind of got into it. So I think it's interesting that you say that because we have a very similar path, at least early on, with how you guys kind of – what you're doing now to get to cultivate local talent and what we're doing as well trying to get local talent. So and I think a lot of people overlook that. So I'm excited to get that talk because I want to kind of, you know, share the experiences.
Yeah, that's going
to
be great. I'm glad you're giving it.
Me too, man. Me too. So that's awesome, man. You guys are killing it over there. You got a lot going on, so we don't want to stick on one of your things too long because we won't get the other 50 in. So let's move on. So business is good. That's great to hear. Let's move on though, because I want to hear about Conductor. I want to hear about your new product here. When did it come out? I believe it's fairly new. But tell us kind of how it came out, what it is, and how it's been received so far.
Sure. So the quick flyby story is we're building. We do a lot of work for publishers and small magazines and newspapers. That's actually one of our sister products is a printed local travel guide that we sell to the local South Coast region. So we deal with a lot of that. It's a great way for us to get in the door of other publications and magazines. So we started building these layouts for these folks, and they wanted to control it, right? They want to be able to control their content. I want to move my sports section above my news. I want to be able to do that safely without breaking the layout of the site and all this fun stuff. So we started getting those requests a lot, and we were like, you know what? It's time to, you know, just get a little bit better with this. We need to systemize this. Let's build this for an internal tool so we can just be more efficient at building this, which means more profitability, right? More profit. So we started building the tool, and we were using it on a few sites, and then we realized that people were just loving it, right? They were in there, and they started requesting, like, can we get our editors in there from, you know, the sports team and get them to come in and edit stuff without us having to touch it? So we were like, you know what, people want this, and then we started an early version. We rolled out, the famous story is, we rolled out a beta right around WordCamp New York when we saw each other. I rolled that out, I started announcing August. It, started teasing it, videos and use cases, collected about 145 to 150 email leads, opened up beta for one day, 24 hours, launched it on Carrie Dill's podcast. We sold 40 copies at $100, early beta access. Those users ended up getting a developer license when they signed up. So we did 4,000 in revenue the first day, kind of validated it. Okay, people were ready to rock. The second famous story is the blog post I put out, Precursor to Greatness, when I looked at the year-end revenue of that, starting in, that was like end of August, I think, WordCamp New York. By the time we launched it, it was into a live product, was in September. From September to the end of the year, we did about 9,000 in revenue.
Man, I could tell you've never talked about this before.
I sort
That's
of do.
That's awesome, man. That's exciting. So let me ask you this, because having launched a product, if you've ever launched a product, especially if you run a services-based business, it is a freaking challenge because it's the first thing to get punted. Anytime client work is obviously clients are always that's your bread and butter, that's your moneymaker, right? Clients always take precedent. Always gets punted. So how long from when you initially kind of said, you know what, there's something here, we need to kind of take this to the premium side of things and get it out there and sell it and get some users. How long from when you had that conversation till you actually, till August or whenever when you started rolling out the beta?
It was probably in development, I would say, for about 8 months. We rolled out like a super basic version of it into one of our themes in WordPress.org called Modern Business. And it's an add-on plugin that's only in GitHub. It's called Minimize Blocks. And that was like super early version. And we kind of just like put it out there so we could get feedback with people using it. And we could see that the internet at large could understand the concept of it. And then we really refined it. Started refining it probably 6 months prior to the launch of WordCamp New York. And then we did the sort of infamous, launch of, we demoed the New Yorker website and building the layout of the New Yorker website with some CSS and Conductor. That was like, people were like, holy shit, that's awesome. And some people were like, you better call your lawyers. but whatever, it got some attention and, shoot me.
That's awesome. That's actually a pretty decent timeline. I think that's pretty typical. A lot of people think, hey, we got this great thing we're using for clients. We'll just roll this out and start selling it. And when you really get into it, it's not that easy. Hell, just rolling out a plugin to put up on WordPress.org versus using it internally is a freaking process. All the things considered, documentation and screenshots and just good commenting and kind of reviewing it and cleaning everything up. It's a process. I always like talking to other people in the same situation where they're kind of juggling their current business, services-based business like ours, like yours, with products. So now that it's out, it's rolling, you got customers, how are you managing that? Because I'm sure there's a whole support element that is growing pretty quickly, and pre-sales and all that. How are you managing that and still able to kind of keep everything running smoothly on the consulting side of things?
Yeah, one thing I do want to add to the agency or duo partnership that might be saying I got clients and I'm trying to launch a product. The best piece of advice actually that I got was from Garrett Moon, who runs CoSchedule. They raised $500,000 in funding, in angel funding for their plugin CoSchedule. What he did at Today Made to kind of keep the wheels greased a little bit was starting off that Monday morning meeting talking about the product, right? As crazy, as simple as that sounds, the kickoff meeting started with the product, right? Instead of the, leftover to-do list from client services of last week, what do we have to finish? He kicks off the week in a positive vibe of product. That's what we're focused on. Then we'll get to the client services meetings. Just that little twist, right, in our Monday morning meetings really helped, and I suggest
That's interesting because the way that you've positioned is kind of neat. We took something else to start the week off, but we wanted to start it off in a positive vibe. We wanted to find a way to give time back to WordPress. And that's how we kick off the week, is the entire company gives a couple hours directly back to Five for the Future, because we want to be, good stewards of the community that we're a part of and the platform that's dear to us and what we build our business on. So we start the week off kicking ass on WordPress and whether that's documentation or tickets, what have you. But it sets the tone. It sets the vibe for the entire week. So I can see where that tactic can really spark some really good energy for the week. Yeah. Man.
You got to start off on a good foot, right? I mean, that's awesome. It gets everyone motivated for the week, and rather than diving into some bug you've been, messing with for 2 or 3 days, you're like, oh, I got to get back into that. Like, start off on something on a positive note that gets everybody really pumped up.
That's pretty cool.
The answer to the support question is, again, we've been doing themes for a couple years. Everything's on .org. Everything's a freemium model, .org to premium. And we sort of already had the system in place. My past lifetime, I worked 7 years at a local ISP, head of the support department. I'm like a help desk ticketing god.
Ninja!
So I'm so used to that process.
60 years old, I feel like you have these various decades of experience in different industries.
After Nom!
Back 20 years ago.
only 33, right? So, you got a lot of experience
for 33, which is a great thing to have, right, in various industries. I mean, you got the sales thing licked, obviously. You got the support side down. I don't know how you could fail, to be honest, because you got those two things under your belt. Like, that's just set up for success right there.
We Freshdesk for help desk ticketing support and like pre-sales stuff. We do our version of an office hours with Conductor where we launch new features and ideas and little sneak peeks. We do have an interesting thing coming down the pipe, which is sort of a starter theme that's actually going to come bundled with Conductor, which should be super awesome. We can talk about how I ended up getting to that, but Conductor is a theme independent content layout builder, and when I did market research, that's what everybody wanted, right? Nobody wanted to get stuck in a theme. Why can't I take my layout and bring it to another theme? And then we started hearing, hey, it'd be great if we had a theme that came with this so we could hit the ground running with a theme that you think is really going to work well. And that's the genesis behind that, no pun intended. We are going to be rolling out a starter theme with that, and that's going to be really interesting. And that's something that, pre-sales is all show and tell, webinars, office hours, talking about it, and getting people warmed up to the idea.
Has the growth around the plugin been what you expected? And, stop me at any point by any means, but, that's a very targeted area to be involved in, right? And we had the discussions before you even launched it. In fact, we did a call, an interview, and discussion around the plugin and my thoughts around it. Have you seen it grow and mature how you expected? Has the trajectory met your expectations?
So when I published that blog post, Precursor Greatness, a lot of people reached out. I mean, tons of people reached out to me, and I thank every one of them, right? The folks that did pre-advisory with me and just like guests of the Matt Report, and they all offered their advice to what I could do, right? Because they thought I was looking at my 9,000 compared to Pippin Williamson's 730,000. They were like, oh, God, Matt, here's what you have to do. Like, no, like, this was really just for the entrepreneur who might be looking at numbers going, God, how do I do this? I'm so afraid. I'm stressed. I'm actually very happy with the 9,000 that we did in those 3 to 3.5 months, right? Because I look at that and I'm like, hopefully, that's 50 grand this year, right? And yeah. I would take that, right? I will take that all day long. As a business owner, I would love more, of course, love more traffic.
Yeah, give me a 10 multiple on that. Now we're talking. Yeah.
Right. I am surprised over is it is a very unique product, and there are I've had maybe one return, right? In this entire time, people that use it, they love it. And some people will be like, you know what, I love this. I don't have a use for it, but I'm going to keep it because I'm going to use it.
Because I like it.
On another project. Yeah. That's been the biggest surprise is how much people are like, wow, I was looking at X product, and then I bought your product, and I got it done in like seconds. And at first they were like, where's all the options? Where's the margin, the padding, all this stuff? I want to be able to do all it like the other product does. And then they use my product, and they're like, oh, I see why you left all that stuff out because it took me 2 seconds.
I'm good to go.
And that's been the best. That's been the best part so far. To answer your question, I would love more sales.
That's never a bad aspiration. But it's exciting to hear that you're in a happy place. There's always room for that kind of negotiation, right? You talked about pre-sales. You've talked about the plugin in general, and kind of the initial work that you did. can you give any discussion? And this is kind of when I did the Matt report, I talked a little bit about A/B testing, talked a little bit about funnel optimization and the management of conversions. Are you guys doing anything on that front? That's always an intriguing discussion for me, because I think a lot of time we leave money on the table because we're not really concentrating that area. We're thinking bigger, broader, going, oh my gosh, we need to have all these marketing efforts and, you know, the pre-sales and the support piece, but we're not really tweaking what's kind of sitting right in front of us. Any efforts there or any discussion around that?
Yeah, you know, that's the one unfortunate thing that's taking the back seat. You know, as Brad was alluding to before, it's so damn hard to just get the product out there, support it, and do agency work. When I was on the other podcast, we talked about that, and they asked me about advice. Should I niche down and find like this hyper-focused product, or do I go after something like contact forms?
Sure.
For me, give me contact forms, because it's a proven business model. I know there's a market for it, and I can just go after it and beat people out in marketing. You have to be so damn on point on a niche product for the product itself and your messaging, because it matters so much.
Yeah, right? Certainly.
And everybody's advice is niche down, run some Facebook ads, build a funnel, do an email drip, put the heat map on and watch your Google Analytics and set your conversion percentage.
Like,
that takes like 17 days to set that up.
Not so simple, but I will say what's exciting about that is we're verbatim. We're going to copy that right into the show notes, because we're going to get killer juice from Google. Just on that note.
There's some keywords in that statement.
So we're trying to bring our news show higher than everybody else's. You have one that is really focused on business, freelancers, startups, all sorts of cool stuff in the entrepreneur world. It's an exciting time, I think, for news. It's a big part of our community, or as we grow, to make sure that people are in a place of understanding around the community and the things that are happening. What does the future hold? What does 2015, 2016, and beyond hold for the future of WordPress news?
Sure. You know, for me, I have a lot of people reached out to me at the beginning of this year, and they were like, we've got this great, exciting product that we want to announce. We've got this website we're doing we want you to talk about, and it's all very obviously WordPress-centric. I am not the Matt Report, for me anyway, is not a news source, right? Moving forward, it is not a news source that, and I've never even considered it a news source that competed against the Tavern or Post Status, or, you know, anybody who's reporting news.
Or the Bradcast.
Breaking news, bitches.
Bradcast. for me, you know, I'm sort of moving beyond that, because so many people are doing it well, right? And my value, I'm hoping for 2015, will be to spread the wings and introduce people to other areas of the internet, areas of entrepreneurship and business. And starting at episode 102, which is two episodes away, you know, it's going to engage in a story arc. And the first story arc will be very similar to WordPress. This will be a slow progression, but it'll be web design. It'll be talking about web design and web redesign specifically. It'll be a six-part series, and starting from interviewing somebody who's about to launch their website or redesign, why they're doing it, what their goals are, what they expect to pay, how they talk to people, how they manage it. We'll move into a discovery session. Somebody will do a live discovery about a website. I have three tiers of people that will talk about the different budgets, right? How a guy develops a $5,000 site, how a team develops a $25,000 site, and how another team develops a $50,000-plus site. And then I'm going to wrap that up with a couple reviews from Rafal Tamal and Pippin's recent relaunch.
So you're going to have Brad and I on one of these shows to kind of, you know, talk through some of this stuff. I'm just throwing that out.
I think he had me on, but it was like, you know, 2 years ago too. So
I was on actually a year ago, 5 months, 14 days.
I guess we're even. It's cool. It's cool.
Well, you know, we've always talked about that same thing with Dragcast, and we've kind of toyed with that. We've had some really great guests that are outside of really the norm when it comes to WordPress. I mean, the Chris Coyers of the world, geez, who else? Actually, nobody. We haven't had anybody on the show.
well, that's it. You know, we've had one.
No, but we've actually toyed with that as well, right? why limit ourselves to just WordPress? There's exciting tech news, exciting web news beyond that that I think that there's a wide audience for. Yeah. So maybe expanding out beyond WordPress and maybe tying that back in a sense to that audience that was cultivated through WordPress is an exciting place. What about the news sources that are WordPress specific? I mean, we've seen some I think inevitable changes in the WordPress news space, and also some exciting new news out of places like PostStatus, which is completely under a revamp. We talked about it last episode, where the site was relaunched. The model is very different, and now it's this club type of approach. What's your guys' take on that?
So I'll give you my take. My take is, God bless Brian.
Hell yeah, yeah.
He's definitely, you know, if there's going to be somebody to do it, it's going to be him. It's going to be very interesting. I think he's going to find great success. It's going to be a lot of hard work. But again, he's the guy to do it, right? I think that it's just one of those scenes, man, where there's a lot of competition. Like, look at podcasts in the WordPress space, right? So he's even going to launch a podcast with his. Mm-hmm. You and I have ours. There's like 15 WordPress podcasts, probably more, literally.
There's a lot right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
How many parts per thousand actually want to tune in to WordPress podcast versus a generic web marketing podcast, right?
Now we're cooking.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point, and I'm actually working up a blog post. When I was Professional WordPress 3rd Edition just came out. You can order it now online. But when I was – I have the last chapter, which is one of my favorites, is about resources, developer resources, you know, where to get kind of news and understand and find out what's going on with WordPress. We've had that since the first edition, and the first edition was like 6 years ago now. So every time I update that chapter, it's a very interesting look into the, you know, what is happening in the world of WordPress news and podcasts, because we have a section about WordPress news sites and a section about podcasts, and every year I'm removing sites off that list and adding new sites, and I'm actually working up a blog post to kind of highlight the last three editions of what was, you know, what's been added, what's been removed. There hasn't been a WordPress news site, I think, make all three editions, and there hasn't been a podcast make all three editions. I literally am like, I think the second edition, there was two podcasts, this one and one other, and we might have even been late night at the time. I can't remember. So mm-hmm. You say like there's a lot of podcasts now, there's a lot of news sites, but are they going to last? Because traditionally they have not lasted. You know, there aren't that many sites that have been around for 2+ years, specific to WordPress. There's not a lot of podcasts that have been around for 2+ years. So do you think that the sites that we're seeing now, the podcasts we're listening to, are they going to be here a year from now, even though they're going really strong?
I think over 2015, we're going to see 3 to 4 new WordPress podcasts launch, right? And I think that if you're not doing it out of a labor of love, then the only other side of it is you're either going to try to do ad revenue, or you're going to just filter it back as a marketing channel to your services or product. I think people don't realize how much work goes into all this. We said this, I think, last time.
We did, dude. Yeah.
It's an insane amount of work, and it's just like working out in the gym. You show up some days, and you're like, God, I don't want to do this, right? And then you power through it, right?
You power through, yeah.
Right. And if you give up on your podcast, though, if you take too much time off, you lose listeners.
It goes away. You start all over. I mean, there's some days you show up to the gym, and you feel like Hercules. You're like, holy cow. Right. This is awesome. We're not Hercules.
Right. So, you know, I don't have an answer to that. I think people will find their own ways, and those who are in it for the wrong reasons are, you know, they're just gonna, like everything else, it'll just fade out. I think we'll see more over this year.
In my opinion, it's the ones that tend to last are the ones less focused on money and more focused on just doing it for enjoyment. Trey and I have always said we got in the Dradcast, which is kind of it was the birth out of WP Late Night. We got into it because we just really enjoyed doing it. Like, there was never this intention to monetize it, you know, or to make money. And any money that we, you know, we used to have sponsors, we don't do that anymore. We, you know, any money that was coming in, we kind of rolled back in into the show. So it was always just about the passion and of loving to talk about WordPress and this community and really learning about people like you and other people we've had on. So there is no, like, monetary incentive. Like, we don't make any money doing this.
Well, let's step back a second. At one point, we were monetizing, and the whole monetization structure was to get enough money to buy people beers when we met them at Santan. Okay, that was the whole reason. So we were taking on ad revenue. Maybe. Now, at one point, we talked about it. I forget where we were at. We saw these jet skis, and we liked them. We were like, we should get them, and we will name them Drad skis. So we have our own Drad skis. How awesome is that?
But I'm all for, like, I think WordPress news sites can make money, and I think you can sustain it if you do it right. I think I've said it before, WP Candy had the best shot at it. They were the closest out of anybody, and it went a bit too far, and I don't know what happened. Shit burned out, and it exploded. But like you said, if anyone's going to do it now, I think Brian's the one to do it. I know there's a model there, and I know people make money. I think the majority of the money you're going to make in is just people wanting to support you. Right. You know, set up a $5 a month thing. I'll sign up today on PostStatus. Right. You know, whatever he's going to roll out, like, a lot of us will do it just to support him, because especially, you know it, Matt, I know it, Dre knows it. If you have a business built around WordPress, these sites that are talking about what we're doing and talking about what other people are doing are invaluable to us. You know, right. We need to know what other people are doing. We like to get press when we're doing interesting things. Like, it's helping grow the community. It's helping grow the commercial side of things. Whatever I can do to support people to do that, I'm all for it. And I think a lot of people in this community feel the same way.
There's a word. I got to be careful how I say this. So there's a WordPress product. There's no other way. There's no way to sugarcoat. There's a WordPress product founder who runs a podcast.
Shots fired.
And I talked to him, right? Never stepping foot into a WordCamp, right? The podcast is not about WordPress. The podcast is blowing up. The podcast is getting advertising revenue numbers that I would love to get, right, to support the things around my show. And it makes you pause for a minute, right? And when I talked to him, I said, you know, boy, did I make a mistake focusing on WordPress? He doesn't feel that I did, but at the same time, he knows that he was going after monetization for his podcast, and he's hit the jackpot, if you will, in terms of guests that he has on and advertisement revenue. And here's a WordPress founder never stepping foot into a WordCamp, and WordPress plugin founder and never stepping foot into a WordCamp and didn't focus on WordPress on his podcast, and it skyrocketed. So
it's better to be lucky than good sometimes.
That's right. Take that for what it's worth.
On top of that, absolutely right. He's probably had experience there. He's probably been to the rodeo before, right? And the guy's probably damn good at what he does. So you got to give him props for that. And I hope a million successes for the guy. I don't think that you were wrong for focusing where you did, and I don't think you're wrong for maybe looking at refocusing, right? Just like I don't think that that we should maybe sit in a place where we're always going to be WordPress with Dragcast. I think there's opportunities to bring really interesting discussions and kick-ass interviews from folks outside of that community where people learn. And that's, I think, ultimately what Brad and I want to do is help teach people, help people learn, and that's what excites us. It was never about the money.
Absolutely.
You can just tell us the podcast. You can just throw it out there. Yeah, listeners need to know.
You should throw it out there. Brad, we should probably move on. We got about 3 minutes to talk about news. That's how awesome it's been speaking with Matt Medeiros today, that we said the hell with the real news segment. But let's go ahead and intro it anyways. Pressing topics of the week.
Pressing topics of the week.
Like I said, not that the news wasn't cool. We got some really neat stuff to talk about, but Matt's just a badass, and I can literally sit here and talk to him for another 3 hours. That said, WP Engine, always rocking and rolling, really doing some kick-ass stuff from a hosting perspective. They open-sourced Mercury Vagrant for running WordPress on HHVM. If you head over to merc.wpengine.com, they got a breakdown of what it is. Mercury provides high availability, geo-redundant, master-master replication HHVM and auto failover for you geeky people protection mechanism for HHVM and PHP 5.5. Now, what's important about that? It's a pretty cool mechanism to give you some really high availability hosting abilities. And they've done some really cool stuff. HHVM has been historically known for shutting down, shitting the bed, if you will, right? What they've done is they've found a way and a mechanism and control. Yeah, well, you know, that's Dre's term. But they've built a way
to officially known as shitting the bed. Sorry.
Well, dude, it's super, super high-performance stuff, but it had a problem dying, right? What WP Engine has done essentially is found a way to make sure that it doesn't explode on your site. So it's high availability, same time with high performance stuff. You've got some really good opportunities here. So if you head over to merc.wpengine.com, they're really doing some neat stuff with this. This HHVM is something that's highly sponsored by, with a whole team from the Facebook folks, really developing and helping drive this thing. And WP Engine has done a really cool job of making WordPress something that's stable on this platform. So if you head over to that website, as something that you need to know is that, for the sake of disclosure, WebDev Studios and their awesomeness is the team that actually built the website. So go check it out. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, you got to go to WPEngine.com/Mercury. We got to give a shout-out to Stacey Cavernmo. She's the one that...
no doubt.
Man, she built this website pretty freaking fast, completely from scratch, and it looks amazing. So.
Yeah, I saw that come through on my phone right when I was at going to the gym, and that site just looks badass. I mean, props to you guys. That thing's awesome.
She knocked it out of the park. That was all Stacey. So.
Can I ask one question? Is this hosting a consumer-level affordable, or is this enterprise only?
I think it's going to be something that's really... not consumer level. This is going to be something for some pretty high performance, high availability, you know, sites that need high availability. So some probably enterprise level e-commerce and things like that that just need to make sure that their stuff's on point. So no, it's not a regular consumer product at this point. Is it something that becomes available down the road? That's something that you're going to have to stay tuned with WP Engine to find out.
Yeah, so, I think that's the target there is enterprise level, but it's it's pretty cool. And obviously with this release, it kind of makes it a little bit easier to kind of tap into the system and start playing around with it and figure out how things work. So interesting to see where this is at in a few months or even a year from now and how many sites are actually running on it.
I can dig it. One thing I touched on last week is a new service that was released that is specific to code reviews for themes. Theme Reviews as a Service. And that was Butcher's last name. Emil is a guy I've known from Chicago for a long time. He was on a theme review team. I was part of the theme review team early days when that was kind of stood up. Chip was kind of spearheading those efforts. Emil was a big part of that, has been since the beginning. Decided to start up this new service. But new news that dropped this week is that Justin Tadlock is joining forces with Emil to provide this new WordPress theme review as a service. And I think they're on the eve of something really kick-ass here. It's something that we need. It's something that's going to help the community. It's going to help the web in general. And, hell, why not make a quick buck for them? I think that they're in a good spot, and if they build the model properly, I think we're going to see other services coming about that validate kind of what they're doing. Did you guys see that?
Yes. Yeah. It's a very needed service. I just hope it's accessible to the folks that do need it.
Yeah, I mean, Tadlock's got a huge name. He hasn't been around a lot lately, so I think the exciting piece for me is that it feels like maybe he's kind of stepping back into the community and getting a little more active. I know he's always been very active with his theme hybrid framework and his customers. But haven't heard a whole lot from him, so I'm excited that he's kind of back in the picture, and I hope to see a lot more from him. Justin's a great guy. We wrote a book together, and he's taught a lot of people a lot of things about WordPress. So be awesome.
Here's where I'm going to go with this, is that you want a little bit of extra revenue in Envato, build this into your model, upcharge people to do this, and have all of these themes that you have coming through Envato reviewed by these guys. You're doing the world a service. You're making these guys some money, and everybody that's buying this, the themes from your site are in a better place. So just food for thought, Envato. Wow, I went there. So I think that we're running out of time. So damn whiskey does it to me every time. So I think we need to talk about this week's bar tricks.
Let me show you a bar trick.
If you're looking for mobile and you're looking for a way to do it natively with WordPress, you should probably do it with reactor.appressor.com. Just saying. That's not really my bar trick, but I wanted to shamelessly plug Reactor because it's super kick-ass. Matt!
I was able to play with it, too. It is awesome.
Dude, it's pretty badass. What's your bar trick there, brother?
My bar trick is, let me pull up my show notes here, help Happy Joe sponsor WordPress Bootcamp in San Antonio. James Dahlman is the mother effing man. Everyone should support his cause at happyjoe.org. If anybody can go over to his site, check out that blog post. If they're in the San Antonio area, help him out.
Can I argue with that? You got two veterans here, so obviously anything to do to help them out, I think, is an amazing cause.
Love it.
All right, I have a last minute bar trick. This just
hey, well, before you do that, I actually gave you one. I actually put your bar trick in there. Jeez, cold game.
Oh yeah, you did put mine in here. Go ahead, Dre. What's your bar trick?
All right, listen. Are you gonna play it for me? Here is my bar trick. This one is specifically for Matt Medeiros. I love you. I hate the New England Patriots.
I love you. I hate you. It's all. Is that where we're going with that? You want me to play this now?
Yeah, you play it, baby.
Read my note that's next to that too.
I saw it. I saw it with exclamation points and squigglies and all sorts of
stuff. I don't read host notes. Sorry. Give me just 1 second here. Give me some filler.
Filler. All right. While we're waiting, my second bar trick is Honest Amish Beard Balm Leave-In Conditioner. All natural, vegan friendly, organic oils and butters, man. That's what gets this thing
going. Can we just comment on how bushy you are these days? You're a bushy guy.
It's out of control, man.
Really. I shaved mine off the day after Christmas, 2 days after Christmas.
Dude, you should have shaved it. Shouldn't have shaved it. We should have had pictures together before you did it.
I know. I was so depressed after I shaved it too.
You can't come on the show and expect to compete with Dre. You might as well just.
No.
You might as well shave. All right. Here we go.
This is for you, Matt.
Mayor of Dre's bar trick.
And we had to go to Denver and play, and Peyton kept going out there, and the Broncos kept scoring, and I couldn't catch up, and my line wasn't protecting me. I kept getting sacked. And Peyton kept saying, Omaha! Omaha!
Okay. No.
Omaha.
That was my rendition of Tom Brady's post-game interview. So that's for you. Good luck to the Colts this weekend.
You said you wanted some sound clips, right, Matt? That's
Patriots.
Yeah, so I'm gonna leave actually my bar trick in a place where we should have done it from the beginning, because that was actually, I'm tearing up a little bit for you, Matt, but not so much. WebDev Studios, company that I happen to be employed with and I'm very fond of, happened to relaunch their website this last week. WebDevStudios.com with a complete revamp and simplification of our message. It's one of the things we talked about on the show today. We're really targeting things in a specific way. We're excited about our growth and where we're heading, so we wanted our brand to be associated with that. And I got to give a big kudos to the entire WebDev Studios team in a damn amazing job in getting this thing launched. I'm really proud of the work that we all had our hands in. So kudos to you guys, WebDevStudios.com. So.
Yes, that's pretty amazing. So now that Dre has his 10 bar tricks out of the way, can I get to my freaking bar trick? Come on. You got anything else to tell us, Dre?
I mean, Amish beard balm, dude. It's good stuff.
All right, so I'm glad I could squeeze a bar trick into my own show.
This show brought to you by Dollar Shave Club.
He's just looking for beard sponsors. That's really what it comes down to.
Might work.
Good God. How about some beard dye so you can...
Wow.
Okay. All right. So here's my bar trick. It is it's a premium plugin that's built by one of our own, Justin Sternberg, the Sternberginator. So check out Story FTW, Story for the win, storyftw.com. It's basically a full-screen, mobile-first storytelling plugin for WordPress. It's pretty neat. If you go there, the site is essentially a demo of what it can do. But it's kind of cool if you're looking to kind of show, paint a picture, tell a cool story in a more visual way. We're seeing this a lot now. I know Kickstarter Their Year in Review does a similar kind of layout, which is neat. It's kind of slideshow. You can have videos, you can have pictures, you can have text, you can pretty much do whatever. And it's a pretty fun way to tell a story. It's very engaging. It makes you want to keep clicking to see what's going to come up next. So check it out. Storyftw.com. I think there's a free plugin on WordPress.org, and then there's the premium side. So yeah, if you search StoryFTW, there is a free plugin. You can play around with it, and then there's going to be a premium side as well. So we'll have a link in the show notes. You can check it out.
I love it. Jeez, we've got a couple of quick events coming up. Unfortunately, Matt, it sounds like you're not going to make it next week. Would have loved to see you at Pressnomics 3 coming up January 22nd through the 24th. A lot of discussion coming from that. It's going to be an exciting event. The first two have been amazing. Brad and I, and actually LSW, Lisa Sabre Wilson, be on deck from WebDev Studios. That'll be a fun event that we'll be speaking at.
Where we first met.
Dude, and it a good time. In fact, the first time we, like, physically, man, we were in the hallway going upstairs. Yeah, I remember.
Did you get a famous Dre bear hug?
I did. I got the spear, the Goldberg spear. He came at me.
Just takes it to the ground. Hey,
man, good people deserve good hugs. That's the way that it rolls.
All up in his beard, aren't you?
All up in it, if you let me. Ayo, Prestige Conf coming up February 27th through the 28th. I don't know. Are they sold out? Do you guys know if they're sold out?
I don't think they are. I think there's still some tickets available.
Well, if you head over to prestigeconf.com/tickets, you could probably take a quick look and get some tickets. Our old, very own Brad from Drad will be on stage kicking ass, as he noted earlier. So come Drad see us.
We'll you'll be in the audience heckling the entire time, won't you?
That's so. Right. Unfortunately, especially during the Dradless Drad conversation. That'll be good.
If you want to... If you want to have fun, hang out with the Drad in Vegas and try not to get arrested. I dare you. Just try it.
The format of that event is awesome, top-notch.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great event. I didn't go to the first one, so very, very excited to be there next month, February 27th through the 28th. Matt, geez, you already know, brother. We love you to death. Thanks for coming on board. Where can people find you? What's the best place for people looking for you?
Go to mattreport.com and find out all the good stuff over there.
Love it. Bradford. Awesome, man. Episode 70 of the books.
70. We're on the heels of the Matt Report. We'll be at 100 by like this time next year.
Or 2017, somewhere around there.
Give or take a year or so.
I'm Matt Dremeda. Thanks again, Matt. We'll see you in 1 year, 5 months, and one day, brother. Hey, that's for the Rad and Dread. I'm the Doctor. Thanks for joining us on episode 70 with Matt Medeiros. We're out, baby. Booyah.
Booyah.
Go Colts!
Patriots, baby.
Go Bolts!
Oh, Omaha.
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes.
Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in.
Join Dre and Brad plus some new guest hosts next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast.
Drad.